Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to improve your horse's straightness and collection. Now, straightness and collection are the last two of the dressage skills of training, and these two aspects of a horse's way of going are linked, because if your horse isn't straight, you cannot hope to achieve true collection and progress up the dressage ladder. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at how you can make your horse straight, and we're also going to discuss one way in which you can develop collection across all the training levels. So firstly, what is straightness? Now, your horse is straight when his body travels along one track from his poll to his tail. Now, when the horse is moving along a straight line, his footfalls follow one track only. And on curved lines and around circles, the horse's hind legs precisely follow the track made by his front legs. And when moving laterally, the horse's hind legs should follow the direction of movement and should never be displaced out from underneath the horse. So how can you tell if your horse is straight? So when your horse is straight, you will have an equal weight of contact in both of your hands. You should also feel an equal weight in your seat bones and in your stirrups. And if you look at your horse's head, you should be able to see that his ears are level and his head is not tilting at the poll. Now, another way of checking if your horse is straight is to ride a centre line or circle and ask a helper on the ground to check that your horse has left only one track of footprints. So now let's move on to discuss problems in achieving straightness. Because unfortunately, all horses are naturally crooked in the same way that people are right or left-handed. This means that your horse is most likely stiff on one side and hollow on the other. So if your horse is hollow to the right and stiff to the left, he will find it more comfortable to carry his shoulders out to the left and his quarters out to the right. So common issues for riders with horses that are not straight include the following. So number one, horses' quarters coming in on straight lines. Number two, horses falling through the outside shoulder and around circles and through corners. Number three, the horse leaning in on a circle and through corners. Number four, the horse bringing his quarters in through transitions. Number five, the horse bending the wrong way around circles. Number six, rider using squares instead of circles because the horse can't bend. And number seven, the rider is unable to ride accurately sized and placed circles. Now, in contrast to these points, a supple horse can move his neck, haunches and shoulders equally in both directions, and only a supple horse can truly be straight. So now let's discuss the benefits of a straight horse, because there are many benefits to making your horse straight, and they include the following. Number one, a crooked horse may suffer from muscle pain and tightness, potentially leading to physical changes in the bones and joints. A straight horse will be sounder in the long term. Number two, unless your horse is straight, you won't be able to make him truly supple through his back. Number three, if your horse is straight, he will be more likely to remain in front of your leg and accept the contact with the bit. Number four, to achieve collection, your horse must first be straight. A straight horse will be able to take more weight onto his hind quarters instead of swinging them out. Number five, a straight horse will achieve higher marks in dressage tests, including the submission collective mark. And lastly, number six, a straight horse will be able to take more weight onto his hindquarters, which will make his paces more expressive. So in a nutshell, working on straightness will ultimately help you achieve collection. So this moves us nicely into the second part of our podcast, which is where we talk about what collection is. So collection is determined by how much weight the horse can carry on his hind quarters. And when you can collect your horse, you'll be able to ride him in a more uphill balance as required for the level of training. Now also, your transitions will be smoother and more fluent. And collection is achieved through the progressive straightening of the horse and correct riding. So now let's discuss the degrees of collection. Because there are several degrees to collection, and each one is appropriate to the stage of your horse's training. So let's discuss first degree collection. So first degree collection is what you'll observe in a young horse. So transitions are usually progressive rather than direct, and this allows the horse to keep his balance. Now, halts may not be completely square behind, and this is acceptable for a 4 or 5 year old horse at the beginning of his dressage career. And from a judge's perspective, a horse who remains on the bit into and during the halt and then takes a couple of steps of walk before continuing into trot should still be awarded a mark of a 7 or even an 8. However, in a medium test, that horse wouldn't score more than a 6. Now, moving on to the next level, a horse who is working with second degree collection will be able to make direct transitions and show a degree of collection and shortening throughout his whole body. And this then takes us on to third degree collection, and a horse with third degree collection should carry at least half of his body weight on his hind quarters, and the horse's carriage will be more uphill, the transitions will be smoother and more fluent, and the horse will appear light in his feet. And horses working with third degree collection can show the beginnings of piaffe and passage. And then finally we have fourth degree collection. And fourth degree collection is the most advanced level of collection and is seen in the horses working at Grand Prix level. So now let's talk through some strengthening exercises for your horse, because collection can only be achieved through systematic training to increase the horse's strength. Now, problems such as coming wide behind or shortening the frame and steps without carrying the weight behind are usually caused by a lack of physical strength. However, sometimes problems such as these can be caused by a physical discomfort, so be sure to regularly do the following. So number one, regularly check your horse's back, especially if he tends to trail his hocks or become hollow in the halt. Number two, make sure that your saddle still fits and doesn't need flocking or rebalancing. Number three, check that you are sitting in the centre of the saddle and not too far back. Number four, warm up your horse in a long, low frame to stretch and loosen the muscles before beginning more collected work. And number five, massage your horse's back daily after schooling. So now we're going to talk about using counter canter to improve straightness and collection. Now, counter canter is extremely useful in helping to develop greater straightness in collection and can be instrumental in improving the true canter. So, using this exercise in your schooling sessions is a win-win. Now, in true canter, the horse is positioned slightly towards the leading leg, and that position defines the inside of the horse. Now, in canter, the horse's inside hind leg takes more of his weight because it steps further underneath the horse's body towards the centre of gravity. But in counter canter, your focus should be on encouraging the horse's outside hind leg to step under the horse's body, thus encouraging the horse to carry more weight on his hind quarters, and that will improve the horse's balance and facilitate better impulsion. And when riding the counter canter, it should feel just like a good quality collected canter. So you should feel as though your horse is moving uphill and in good balance. Your horse's back should feel loose and supple, allowing you to sit easily, comfortably, and correctly. Now, when you've achieved this feeling, you'll be able to ride effective half halts, keep your horse straight, and maneuver your horse's shoulders without difficulty. Now, when riding the counter canter down the long side of the arena, you will ride it in exactly the same way as you would ride true canter. However, as you approach a corner or ride onto a circle, you'll need to displace the horse's shoulders slightly to the inside, ensuring that the quarters follow the track of the shoulders. And be sure to keep your horse's body aligned with his shoulders in front of his hips and his neck centred as it emerges from his shoulders. Now, this is crucial because the horse's hind legs must stay in line with his front legs to make sure that he stays straight. So now let's discuss some rider faults to be aware of. Because in counter canter, the horse must stay in front of your inside leg whilst responding correctly to your outside leg aid. Now, a common problem that is caused by the rider is to push the horse's hind quarters away from the outside leg. And that causes the horse's hind legs to swing out rather than bringing the shoulders to the inside. So make sure that your horse is moving forward from your outside leg. and when the horse is in front of your outside leg, he will use his own outside hind leg to create power and to keep him straight. Now, just as you would in true canter, you should keep your inside leg on the girth and your outside leg slightly behind it, and keep your horse supple to the inside rein so that you can keep him securely into an elastic outside contact. You can then use your outside rein to move the horse's shoulders in the new direction. Now, to help you get to grips with the counter canter, here are two simple exercises that you can include in your horse's schooling. So, exercise number one, introducing the counter canter. So first of all, you need your horse to understand that he must maintain the canter lead even though you've changed direction. So make the learning process easier for both of you by riding lines that give you plenty of time to go back to the direction of the true canter lead if your horse starts to lose his balance. So for example, on the left rein, you can ride down the long side in true left canter from H to K. And then at K, you can ride a half 10 metre circle and return to the track at E. And then at S, you can ride a half 20 metre circle to R in counter canter. And then you can change the rein and repeat the exercise. So exercise number two is using your outside leg aid. Now the following exercise is a good one to include in the early stages of your horse's counter canter training because it teaches both of you the importance of the outside leg aid. So start on the left rein and ride down the long side from H to K. And then ride through the corner at K and make a transition to walk. And then ride 1 metre past the first quarter line, keeping your horse positioned to the left. And then ride a large turn on the haunches through the corner in an arc, which will take you back to K. And then at K, keep your horse positioned to the left and pick up left canter. And then change the rein from E to M and repeat the exercise. Now for more exercises like these, you can check out our latest book, The Big Book of Dressage Exercises, which is available on Amazon. But to wrap this episode up, straightness and collection are the final two elements of the dressage skills of training. Now as you've learned in this podcast, these two facets are intrinsically linked, and improving one will help you to achieve the other. Now, once your horse is truly straight and supple to the bend, you'll be able to work on strengthening him until he is able to take weight onto his hindquarters and achieve true collection. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast, or if you have any other hints and training tips that you would like to share with us, or maybe even some other exercises, then please do let us know about them in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other competitions, free stuff, books and training diaries, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.